X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
Welcome into hour number two, X's and Bros, on this Friday morning. My name is Brian Fongers, live from the WJRW studios in downtown Grand Rapids, one of our fine affiliates here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, from up in Traverse City to down to the Toledo area. This is your morning show. Text the Meijer Supercenter text line. Just text Sports Radio to 21000. And on our social media platforms, you can find us on Twitter. Just search XB Mornings. Facebook, it's X's and Bros. On the TV side, we're on Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. You can find our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Again, I'm Brian Fongers. I manage the programming side for WJRW here in Grand Rapids, in for Anthony Bellino. I'd like to thank him for the opportunity here to fill in. Anthony will be back with you all on Monday. On the east side of the state, our producers are Danny Cahalan. He's at Dan in the studio on Twitter. And Ryan Elkey, he's on Twitter at RyanL_Key. I don't have a Twitter, but you can use the hashtag on the X's and Bros Twitter. Again, XB Mornings. Just use the hashtag FongersDon'tTweet. Well, hour number two is rolling along here. A lot of football to talk about. We have the NFL protocols to talk about, Big Ten Media Days, Jim Harbaugh, and a select number of Michigan players spoke at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, just talked about the Tigers. Again, you can find the podcast of hour number one on the show on SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, talking about the Tigers in hour number one. Well, without further ado, let's keep the show going here. Let's get into some headlines here.
Big news. I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
If you missed it in hour one, Barry Sanders will be honored by Oklahoma State on November 13th. When they take on TCU for their home game, he is being immortalized at Oklahoma State, being added to the Ring of Honor inside Boone Pickens Stadium. And good to see Oklahoma State finally honoring one of the best that ever donned the Cowboys uniform. Just name the entire campus after him at this point for the numbers that he put up during his time at Oklahoma State. So good to see him being honored on November 13th in their home game against TCU. And speaking of the Big 12, mentioned it in hour number one as well, Texas and Oklahoma. Boy, that situation continues to get a little juicy, doesn't it? They're considering going to the SEC according to all the reports out there. And I just read that if they happen to leave the Big 12, each school is owed $76 million to the Big 12 for leaving the conference. Will they go to the SEC? Texas? Maybe they consider being an independent with Notre Dame. We'll wait and see here what happens there as well. As I mentioned, Big Ten Media Days took place yesterday. The preseason polls came out, and if you're a Michigan fan, they're picked fourth to finish in their own division. Ohio State is the clear-cut favorite to win the Big Ten once again this year. They've only won the Big Ten championship five times since the championship game was added in 2011. Wisconsin and Michigan State have each won it twice. Penn State once. We'll get into Michigan some more here later in the hour. Nelson Cruz was traded from the Minnesota Twins to the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for some minor leaguers. Minor leaguers were swapped in and out in that trade. It was a four-player trade in total. And the Detroit Red Wings, boy, they were busy yesterday after the expansion draft. The NHL draft takes place tonight. First round is tonight. Second round will be tomorrow afternoon. Rounds 2 through 7, that is, tomorrow afternoon. So a busy slate coming up for the Red Wings. Will Stevie Y make some more deals? They have the number 6 overall pick tonight. And I believe now that they've given away a draft pick or two here, I still believe they have 10 draft picks in this year's NHL draft. But Stevie Y, he's been known for wheeling and dealing, and boy, he is the master of not leaking anything out. I mean, he puts that mask on, and he keeps his lips sealed, and he tells his employees as well that work under him, hey, you're not leaking anything out because they were the last team in the expansion draft to even have the player that Seattle was choosing leaked out. It was only a couple hours before the expansion draft. Again, Dennis Cholowski was the Red Wing that was taken by the Kraken in Wednesday night's expansion draft. And wrapping up the headlines here, we're going to get into the conversation here with the NFL. They came out with their latest COVID protocols, and it was pretty much uniform from last year. This is from Tom Pelissero on Twitter here. He was the one that divvied out the information on this. He's a reporter for the NFL Network and host on Sirius XM NFL channel. The NFL yesterday informed their clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season, this upcoming season, due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding. Now, like I said, the NFL is not mandating players that, hey, you need to get the shot or you're not playing. They're saying, look, it's your choice. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. However, if an outbreak happens and you can't play the game, that's a forfeit for you guys. You take the loss. And here's the other thing, too. The team that doesn't have the outbreak and was supposed to play and now they're not playing, not only does the team with the COVID outbreak not get paid, the team that was supposed to play them doesn't get paid either. So the NFL is coming down heavy saying, look, guys, we want everybody to get vaccinated, but it's your choice. But if you have an outbreak, there's a good chance that you're going to forfeit. There's not going to be any rescheduling this year because we have a tighter schedule. Now you added a week to the regular season. You now have an 18-week regular season, but nobody gets paid. And that has caused some players on social media to come out and voice their displeasure. We all know the Cole Beasley situation, and he pretty much took to Twitter yesterday saying, look, I'm good, guys. I'm free to do whatever I want. Have a good night. Former Grand Valley State Laker Matt Judon. Just look at his Twitter, and it only took him a couple of words to voice his displeasure, and I think half the words in that tweet were words that we can't say over the airwaves, to say the least. Go ahead.
The thing like that these guys don't really understand is, like, you just have to say you got vaccinated. I mean, you can go out and get vaccinated on your own. So right. If you just say, they can't ask for medical records to prove it because they don't. So just say, hey, I got vaccinated. That's all you have to do.
Right. So in finishing up here with a couple other players, Leonard Fournette says, vaccination, that's not for me. And Quandre Diggs, in regards to players not being paid for forfeited games, yeah, he used a word again that we can't say over the airwaves. And late last night, the NFLPA did respond to the memo about the COVID protocols here, and I'll go through a couple of bullet points here. And they pretty much said, the only difference this year is the NFL's decision to impose additional penalties on clubs. I believe teams can get fined as well for games that are missed, which are responsible for the outbreak and the availability of proven vaccines. The protocols we jointly agreed to help get us through a full season last year without missing game checks and are effective when followed. So that was just a little brief statement from the NFLPA, the Players Association. And, boy, it just... And there's also the other thing, too, gentlemen, is that some players, and I haven't seen who specifically, but maybe you guys know this, but some players have even threatened to retire instead of getting the vaccine or saying they're vaccinated. I mean, it's just wild to me that it's gotten to where it is right now. But, again, it's their choice. The league technically cannot mandate it, or maybe they can, but they don't want to go that route.
I think you can by team. I don't think the actual league could technically do it. But by team, because they're technically your employer, they definitely could.
Right. That'd probably be something, too, that had to be settled with the Players Association.
Right. Yeah.
But, again, this is a hot-button topic across all industries with employers doing this. Yeah, this isn't the government telling you, hey, you have to go do this. They're just telling you it's available and free. Employers are private businesses. They can mandate you to do this. Like, that's how it goes. If you have a union, then your union will fight against that if they so choose. And that's what the NFL has. They have a union, so they can't really mandate it, but they're just saying, if you're not going to do it, here are the consequences. That's just how private businesses work.
And the NFL put in bold in their memo yesterday that the NFL doesn't anticipate adding a Week 19 to make up games, and pretty much makes it clear what's at stake in 2021. They're going to proceed as planned with how the schedule is built, and if games are missed, so be it. And teams are going to get fined, players aren't going to get paid, and the teams miss out on a pretty hefty paycheck because every team pretty much is going to have fans in the building, and that revenue, poof, it's gone. It's flat out gone. So there is a lot at stake, and it's putting a lot of pressure on the players that aren't vaccinated for sure. But, again, it's their prerogative. If they don't want the shot, then they're going to be more at risk here of getting it. And if it spreads, look out. It could last more than a game. You just never know. What was that? I'm sorry.
We got to get to break.
It's time to pay the bills here.
It's time to pay the bills. All right. All right. I got the guys talking in my ears here. It's time to take a break here. When we come back, we may dive into this some more, but we also have Big Ten Media Days, and I've got a lot to say about Jim Harbaugh. It's year number 7 for him, and boy, as a Michigan fan myself, I wanted him gone before last year. So we'll get into some of that right after the break. You're listening to X's and Bros. Brian Fongers in for Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 money line wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. It's as easy a bet as you'll ever make. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Make the end of the basketball season even more exciting than ever before. Sign up right now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, the daily promotions, and everything else that they've got going for you. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in any NBA Finals game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Welcome back live to X's and Bros on this Friday morning. Brian Fongers with you in for Anthony Bellino this morning. Anthony will be back with you all on Monday. Again, you can text the Meijer Supercenter text line. Just text Sports Radio to 21000. We're on social media, on Twitter, Facebook. On Twitter, just search XB Mornings. On Facebook, it's X's and Bros. On the TV side, we're on Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. You can find us online at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. By the way, when Anthony asked me to come on the show here and do the show on Friday, I got to ask the producers on the east side of the state this. I know he's a busy guy, but he said after this little four-day weekend that he's currently taking, and well-deserved, by the way, he's not going to have another chance to take some time off until next March or April. Is that correct?
I don't think it's a chance. He just is choosing to do that. He's not that he's taken like an excessive amount of time off.
Okay.
But he is, I think he's maybe a little run down because he's either working with us or out of town the last 3 months. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He'll have his engagements with the Lions once football season starts, and then University of Michigan basketball season. So it might be March or April where he has like a free weekend.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So, yeah, well-deserved, and hopefully he doesn't run himself into the ground too much here. I know things will really start pick up once August comes around. And speaking of the month of August here, that's when you start to see fall camp ramp up in college football. Not just the NFL, but college football and Big Ten Media Days took place. It began yesterday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Michigan was on the podium. It will wrap up today. Michigan State will be at the podium today with Mel Tucker and a couple of select players, as well as Ohio State, who, again, Ohio State, I mean, what more can you say? The team is loaded. The Big Ten runs through them every year, and they've got three players on the preseason team, and Cleveland.com and their pre-poll had them as the clear runaway winner to win the Big Ten once again this year. And speaking of Michigan, like I've said a couple of times in the show here so far this morning, I'm a Michigan fan. I'm happily married to a wonderful wife, and my wife is an Ohio State Buckeye. She's an Ohio State fan.
Oh, that's got to be the worst. Not the marriage part, just having to live with an Ohio State fan on the west side of the state. You think you escaped that being over there.
Well, I tell you what, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that, and again, I'm not making fun of COVID or anything, but, you know, Michigan-Ohio State didn't happen last year because Michigan had some COVID issues, and hopefully, you know, everybody made their way through that safely. I'm not making fun of that, but the way this rivalry has gone, and I think a lot of Michigan fans know the record of this rivalry over the past 16 years. Michigan is 1-15 against Ohio State in the past 16 seasons.
Now, you don't make a bet with your wife every year, do you?
If
one Ohio State wins, you have to clean up the entire house, clean the gutters, you know, do all those projects on the honey-do list that have been neglected for the last 364 days?
Well, a couple of years ago when we started dating, we made a dinner bet, and that was the year that Ohio State, let me go back here real quick, they hung 62 on Michigan at the Horseshoe, and Michigan was actually favored in that game, and I actually bought into the fact that Michigan might win that game. That didn't happen, so...
Here's a new bet you can do with your wife. Whichever team wins, however many points they score, that's the dollar amount of gift you have to give that person.
I like that. I like that. And her birthday actually happens at the beginning of football season, too. So, you know, maybe the following year for her birthday or whatnot, or maybe our anniversary, our one-year anniversary is coming up here in a few weeks. So, you know, that's a good bet to have for sure.
Just hope Ryan Day doesn't hang 100 on there.
Oh. I tell you what, as a Michigan fan, and before we get into Big Ten Media Days, I'm going to give my 2 cents here on Jim Harbaugh. This is year number 7, believe it or not, of the Jim Harbaugh experience. And look, back when Jim Hackett, the interim AD at that point, launched Project Unicorn to get Jim Harbaugh to come back from the NFL, I'm not going to lie, and I'm sure every Michigan fan as well is not going to lie, they were stoked. They thought Jim Harbaugh was the guy to bring it back to prominence and for them to compete not only for Big Ten titles, but also get into the college football playoff. Because, look, the Big Ten conference is powerful enough to where you win the conference championship, you're getting into the college football playoff, and especially if it expands, if the playoff expands to 12 teams here in the next few years, you're definitely getting into the college football playoff. Even if you don't win the Big Ten and the college football playoff expands, you might get in as an at-large as well. So we all thought that. The first couple of years were great for Jim Harbaugh. I thought that 2016 team, his best team to date in his era at Michigan, you know, they lost a double overtime at the Horseshoe. I don't care if JT Barrett was short. You don't turn the football over in the second half when you're up by two possessions. You don't turn the football over in that game. You win that game, and you go on to the Big Ten championship game. And since then, it's just been it hasn't been good. I know he had a 10-3 season in 2018. That was his second best team. They lost in the Peach Bowl. But look at these records, guys. 0-5 against Ohio State. 3-3 against Penn State and Michigan State. That's 6-11 against the top three teams that you should be beating in the Big Ten East if you want to get to a Big Ten championship game. They're 6-11 against Michigan State. I mentioned 3-3. Jim Harbaugh is 1-3 against Michigan State at the Big House. That's unacceptable, including last year. Mel Tucker, he's playing with house money last year. He doesn't even know half the players on his team last year, and he takes him into the Big House, and he punks Jim Harbaugh. All Mel Tucker did was keep it simple, stupid, as they all say. Defensively, you stop the run. Offensively, you just throw four verticals and hope your wide receivers can make a play on the ball. And they did just that. They punked Jim Harbaugh in the Big House last year and beat him soundly. I have never been more upset at a Michigan loss than I was last year watching that game on Halloween. Maybe there was some, you know, spooky vibes going on with that game. But my goodness, I don't care if there were a million fans at the Big House or there were only a couple hundred. You can't lose that game last year against Mel Tucker and a team that was just pieced together by bubblegum and paper clips. I mean, how does that happen in year six? I don't care if it was a pandemic and, you know, you didn't have enough practice time. You came off a victory at Minnesota where you absolutely destroyed P.J. Fleck and company. And then the following week, you lay that egg. And Michigan State pretty much steals Paul Bunyan from you. Like I said, Mel Tucker punked Jim Harbaugh.
Didn't steal it. Just walked in the front door, took it, said hello, ate dinner, left a mess in the kitchen, and went home.
And smoked a cigar afterwards, right?
Yep.
I mean, my wife was watching the game with me, and I threw the remote against one of the cushions on the sofa, and I said, I'm done. And like I said in the previous segment, I was done with Jim Harbaugh the year prior. He's been good, but not to the standards of what we want him to be.
But he wasn't hired to be good.
No.
He was hired to be great. And that's
absolutely
what he hasn't been yet.
And like I said, Jim Hackett was the guy that brought Harbaugh in, not Ward Manuel. But now that Ward Manuel has signed Jim Harbaugh to this incentive-based contract extension, this is now Ward Manuel's guy. Ward Manuel is putting his own butt on the line now to say, look, Jim, we want to keep you here. But you're not going to get paid what you originally got paid when you came here originally. You have to earn your keep. And I agree with Ward Manuel. But now, this is his guy. This is Ward Manuel's guy now that he signed to the contract extension, saying, Jim, you have to start putting some trophies on the trophy case. And if it doesn't take place, then we may have to consider something. But there's just so many unknowns. And we'll get into Big Ten Media Days here after the next break. But keep going with the records here. He's 1-4 in bowl games. Didn't make a bowl game, obviously, last year. They went 2-4. He won his first bowl game, the Citrus Bowl, in his first year. That was a great year. Then he loses in the Orange Bowl, losing the Outback Bowl, losing the Peach Bowl, losing the Citrus Bowl again to Alabama in 2019. The record speaks for itself, guys. He's been good, but like the guys just said, he's hired here to be more than good, and he definitely hasn't put up his end of the bargain, that's for sure. We'll take a timeout. We'll dive into Big Ten Media Days, what Jim Harbaugh said, what the players said, and what one reporter decided to say to Jim Harbaugh before asking a question and had other reporters rattled, to say the least. You're listening to X's and Bros here on a Friday morning. It's Brian Fongers in for Anthony Bellino on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. It's as easy a bet as you'll ever make. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Make the end of the basketball season even more exciting than ever before. Sign up right now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, the daily promotions, and everything else that they've got going for you. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in any NBA Finals game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
Back here live on a Friday installment of X's and Bros. Brian Fonger's in for Anthony Bellino this morning. Here live in the WJRW studios in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. Got some text rolling in on the Meijer Supercenter text line. You can text Sports Radio to 21000. In the first hour of the show, we were talking some Tigers. Got a couple of texts on that here that I'll read you, and then we'll get back into Big Ten Media Days because there are a couple of intriguing things. Jim Harbaugh, pretty straightforward. People said he had some more enthusiasm compared to previous years, but isn't that what every coach is like before the season begins? Once the season begins and the losses start racking up, especially for Jim Harbaugh in meaningful games, that is, then the tone changes. So we'll get into that here in just a minute. But in regards to the Tigers, we were talking about how good this team has been and should A.J. Hinch get some consideration for AL Manager of the Year? Absolutely he should. And somebody referenced A.J. Hinch saying maybe A.J. Hinch picked the Tigers over the White Sox and he turned them down. Coming here for A.J. was less pressure, being with under the radar with all the baggage he came in with. In Chicago, in that big market media, it would have been multiplied. Just a thought, Al Avila wins the next title in this. There's a typo there. Al Avila wins the next title in this title. It says it's going to be fun. So maybe he's saying Al Avila is going to win a title here soon. We'll have to wait and see on that one. I said maybe pessimistically 4 to 5 years they'll, you know, maybe competing for a World Series or maybe even win one. We'll have to see. The pitching arms are definitely developing. It's just a matter of will the Tigers spend in free agency, and also will those bats, Torkelson, Dingler, Cody Clemens, and Riley Green, to name a few there, will they catapult their way here to the big club? Maybe the next year. We'll have to wait and see. Also, in regards to the Tiger, one texter chimes in with, Mike Yelich never spent a dime on the Tigers from 1992 to 2003 and had zero farm system. Travis Reimann and Bob Higginson. Bobby Higginson, boy, I remember that name. Limo Ride and Bobby Higginson, that is all they brought up. Chris Illich is doing it right first. Build within, then spend when the crop ripens for years upon years to replenish from the crop anytime they want. In regards to Mike Illich, yeah, I do agree with that. And then, you know, in his latter years, he definitely wanted to win a World Series, and he tried to buy his way into a championship. And like I said in the first hour, Jim Leland, they bring him aboard, brings him to a couple of World Series appearances, and he just couldn't get it done. And you feel bad for Mr. I in that sense, that he really wanted a World Series championship. He won a couple of cups, to say the least, with the Detroit Red Wings, and he just couldn't get it done with the Tigers. That 2013 Tigers team, boy, is that one of the best teams to never win a World Series with the pitching they had and the hitting? I mean, that team was just so ready to win a championship in that Boston series. Why does Joaquin Benoit group a fastball right down the middle of the plate to David Ortiz? That changed the complexion of the entire series. I'll never forget that moment, unfortunately, being a Tigers fan. I mean, that was just one of the more unfortunate moments in my lifetime being a Detroit sports fan. So, and then in regards to our Michigan discussion here, talking about Jim Harbaugh the last segment, someone chimed in saying Michigan should have backed out of the Michigan State game too, like they did Ohio State. Well, you know, like I said, weird year last year with the COVID protocols. I'm not making fun of the COVID situation. You know, it was what it was with the Ohio State game not happening. Michigan did not play the last three games. They were supposed to play Maryland last year. Didn't happen. Ohio State didn't happen. Then the Big Ten, you know, they added an extra game at the end of the year. They were supposed to go to Iowa. That didn't happen either. So it was what it was. It was an awful year for Michigan. They went 2-4 with their victories. Being at Minnesota, Minnesota had a bad year last year. And double overtime at Rutgers. They lost to a, at one point, winless Penn State team. At the Big House, they lost to Michigan State. They got absolutely shellacked at home in a primetime game against Wisconsin. And then Indiana. We'll see what Indiana's all about this year because they had a very good year last year. Give them credit. Michigan had that long winning streak against Indiana that was snapped last year. And Indiana was able to take it to them in Bloomington last year as well. Moving on here to Big Ten Media Days. Jim Harbaugh took the podium. Aiden Hutchinson, Hassan Haskins, and I believe it was Josh Ross, the three players that were at Big Ten Media Days. And I want to start out with a little lighthearted situation that took place and trying to find the video. I know it's out there, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it by now. But there was a certain reporter whom none of the other beat writers that were at Big Ten Media Days knew much about. The guy's name is Mike Moore, and I'm not sure what company he's affiliated with because he kind of stumbled through it. It was called On the Move Something Media, and I tried researching it before the show and nothing came up. And if you listen to the video, it's just like a 5-second clip. And this Mike Moore guy starts off by saying, "Well, coach, I just want to first start off by saying go blue." And a social media firestorm started. All the other beat writers are saying, "Who is this fanboy? Who is this guy being unprofessional at his job?" Because you got a mix, obviously, the old and new guard in the media, especially with the beat writers, and it rubbed a lot of the beat writers the wrong way in terms of professionalism. And I do agree with that, as it doesn't matter to me what site you work for. I don't care if it's a fanboy website, you know, you write for the specific team, or you're just covering college football in general. Try and keep yourself down the middle. Don't let your allegiance show, especially in front of hundreds of media members inside Lucas Oil Stadium. It set off a firestorm. Like I said, a lot of the beat writers saying that this guy should have his credentials stripped and never go to another Media Day event again. I mean, it was kind of a harmless thing. The guy wasn't trying to do it to rub it in his face. I think he was just trying to show his fan allegiance. But at the same time, like I said, I'm a member of the media. The Detroit producers are members of the media, and you try and keep it down the middle as best you can. Like I said, I'm a Michigan fan, and I'm very honest about Jim Harbaugh. I'm not some sort of fanboy. I try and keep it real with Jim Harbaugh, and I said in the previous segment that I'm done with him. I have no hope for him. Maybe I'm wrong, but 6 years, this is year seven now, that's way too much, and he hasn't done crap with his time in Michigan.
Right, and with the whole journalist getting a little just butthurt over this yesterday,
yeah,
is the reason why I think people just hate journalists in general, is because they,
yeah,
like their nose was pointed up really high after all this. Listen, I'm sure you've covered games. I cover games. I'm a huge Michigan State fan.
Mm-hmm.
I cover Michigan and Michigan State, but again, that guy just has to know time and place. Again, it's Big Ten Media Day, so I think that's maybe why I did it, because like, it's Big Ten Media Days.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, starting off in a Ryan Day press conference. By the way, Day, go blue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's having a little fun. Let's just relax. Like,
yeah,
half the people that are there covering the event are fans of the team that they're covering.
I want to get your thoughts on.
You got to do a little better job of just hide it a little.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on Michigan State here in just a moment, but just a couple of side notes here in regards to yesterday's Big Ten Media Day. First off, nobody cares about Maryland football. I felt bad for Mike Loxley. He gave his opening statement. It was like a couple of minutes tops. and he was the only head coach that had no media questions asked to him. So that kind of gives you a little bit of perspective that I don't know if Maryland even had anybody there at Big Ten Media Days covering them, but nobody wanted to ask him any questions.
Because it's freaking halfway across the country.
That's right. Well, maybe Tua's younger brother who's at Maryland can save that program. We'll see, because Loxley talked very highly of him, so it's a foregone conclusion that he's probably the starting quarterback. But again, nobody cares about Maryland football. Rutgers takes the podium today. Maybe we'll see if anybody has a question for Greg Schiano and company there. But, yeah, that was pretty unfortunate there because, yeah, you would think they would at least get one question about the team. Somebody ask him about a certain player or what the coach thinks the outlook the team's going to be, but it wasn't asked. So, anyways, and then, like I said, the three Michigan players that were there, you had Hassan Haskins, running back, Aiden Hutchinson, who's going to be a surefire draft pick in the NFL this next cycle, defensive end, and then you had linebacker Josh Ross. And Aiden Hutchinson came out with a very revealing and telling quote about the end of Don Brown's tenure, kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit. He, you know, someone asked him about, you know, the new coaching staff, the new defensive coaching staff, and the adjustments that they have made here, and what their scheme's going to look like. And Aiden Hutchinson pretty much said, look, we're 1,000% going to be less predictable than we were last year. Well, that pretty much was the story of Don Brown's tenure here the past couple of years. He was known as Dr. Blitz, coming from Boston College, and he was supposed to run these exotic blitz schemes, man coverage, even run some zone blitzes. But the past couple of years, it was kind of like, this defense is a little too telling. I mean, you have to disguise it. I mean, now you got the new crop here of defensive coaches that are coming from the NFL, and McDonald, the defensive coordinator, coming from the Ravens. The Ravens are always known as a blitz-heavy team that disguises their schemes, and that's what you need in order to be an effective defensive group, whether at the college level or the pro level. You need to disguise your defensive schemes. In the past couple of years, Don Brown just hasn't done it. And especially in these Ohio State games, where Michigan, the last two times they played Ohio State, have given up roughly 120 points in those two games. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but that's a lot of points. Man coverage, blitz, and crossing routes killed Michigan, especially against Ohio State. And it wasn't just Ohio State that was running crossing routes. It was every team. Anytime you get a linebacker on a wide receiver on a crossing route, it's all day. It's easy money. You don't have to go exotic with your playbook. That's all you have to do. So it was kind of telling a little bit that Aiden Hutchinson pretty much said, yeah, we were very predictable, probably because Don Brown wasn't really thinking too hard about adjusting his defensive schemes. And that's the other thing, too, about NFL defenses. They adjust every week, and you need to do that in college as well. And Don Brown just wasn't willing to do that. Just make adjustments, man. Throw in some zone. It's okay to run zone. It's okay to not blitz sometimes. So that was interesting as well. And then there was a reporter for the Columbus Dispatch, if I'm not mistaken, asked him about Ohio State and what it's going to take to get over the hump, and that was a very fair question. And Jim Harbaugh was pretty straightforward in his answer, and he pretty much said, look, we're going to try like hell to try and beat them until we die. They're going to die trying, pretty much. And my thoughts are, Jim, I think you've already died trying to beat Ohio State. The last 2 years have been ugly. The last two meetings, I should say, it's been awful. I have no faith that you can beat Ohio State, especially in this year where, you know, these experts are picking you to finish fourth place in your own division. Indiana is higher up the ladder this year than you are. You're going to die trying. Okay. Well, I've already lost faith in you as a Michigan fan.
Which quarter will Jim Harbaugh be dead in the Ohio State game?
Oh, first drive of the game. I mean, I know Ohio State lost Justin Fields to the draft, but I think they got another five-star. You know, they bring in five stars consistently. Michigan will get a five-star here and there, but not as consistently as Ohio State. And it was kind of funny, too, at the bottom when they had – it was either one of the players or Jim Harbaugh at the podium. Michigan has finished with a top two recruiting class in the Big Ten 5 out of the last 6 years. What has it gotten them? Any trophies on the trophy case there? Big Ten titles? No? They got a bowl win, the Citrus Bowl, in his first year. There's a trophy. Okay. Anything else? No. Didn't make a bowl game last year. Went 2-4 in a weird year, but still didn't have a above 500 record. You're going to die trying. I just think the luster is gone. The enthusiasm's gone. Yeah, he did look a little more upbeat yesterday at Big Ten Media Days. But like I said, every coach looks like that. They haven't gotten to the grind of fall camp here in early August in the heat, the sweltering heat, grinding out those practices, getting ready for your first game of the season. Against Western Michigan, by the way, which a lot of experts pick Western Michigan to contend for the MAC championship. Right out the gate at the Big House. Trap game before you play Washington in prime time. Trap game. Like, I think Western Michigan can go in there and ruffle some more feathers, as if the feathers weren't ruffled enough. I've talked to a lot of people that are diehard Michigan fans, and it just, there's no confidence. Like, tickets are already on sale for the Ohio State game. And guys, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be surprised one bit when that game comes around, regardless of what the records are. There will be more Ohio State fans in that venue than Michigan fans.
You're crazy. No way.
Am I crazy? You look at the last, again, maybe I'm a disgruntled Michigan fan. There's over 110,000, 115,000 at the Big House. I get that.
Could there be 30,000? Maybe. You're not. There's no way you're going to see 55,000 Ohio State fans there.
I'm not putting, every year, as these years have gone along here in the past 16 years, Michigan is 1-15 against Ohio State. There have been more and more Ohio State fans going to that game at the Big House. Like that is a fan base that I want to be a part of. Not saying I'm not flipping allegiances or everything, but that Ohio State fan base, they're very passionate about their football team. And they want to keep this streak going. Don't fool yourselves when Ohio State fans say, yeah, we want the rivalry to mean something again. No, they don't. No, they don't. They want to bury them. They want to continue to bury Michigan until I guess the old saying goes, the cows come home. But they want to continue to just keep digging that hole deeper. They want to. And it's probably going to happen again this year because I don't know who's going to be under center for Michigan. Jim Harbaugh said Cade McNamara is the number one guy. But, you know, they have a five-star, J.J. McCarthy, who just came on board. But look, I'm at the point where I've just lost all hope in this Michigan football program. Michigan, the University of Michigan right now is a basketball school. Juwan Howard's doing good things. I'm very excited for the basketball program. The guy put up an elite recruiting class this past year. Michigan will always, in terms of their brand for football, always have a very good recruiting class. It's just a matter of developing these guys and competing for championships. Look, I mean, you see it on TV when they play Ohio State, all those Ohio State fans. It's very disturbing. Michigan fans don't want to go to that game in person. They'd rather watch it on TV, and then once the first quarter ends and they're down 21-0, they turn it off. They turn it off. Even when they go to the Horseshoe, how many Michigan fans do you see at the Horseshoe? You see that little section in that one end zone. I don't see a lot of Michigan fans going to the Horseshoe. Why would they? They haven't won at Ohio State since 2000. Drew Henson was the quarterback. What more do I need to say other than this rivalry right now is dead?
That, and I, as a Michigan fan, why would you want to go to Columbus with how nasty they get? Not even just in terms of what the game would be. But like, I went down to Columbus a couple years ago for the Michigan State game, and I was getting, like, I wasn't getting anything bad. The only thing I got was one of the police officers like, well, why should we let you in this parking garage? I was like, because I'm from the good school from that state. And then he was like, all right, that's fair.
Well, you know,
let's say it's different between Ohio State and Michigan, because I've heard stories of Michigan fans going down there. It's like, yeah, why would I waste money and time?
Right. I mean, the Michigan fans, they're down in the dumps. as am I, and it's just unfortunate the rivalry is where it is right now, and I'd like to see a turnaround, but I'm not keeping my hopes up right now as long as Jim Harbaugh is head coach. That's going to wrap it up for hour number two. We'll take a timeout here. Let's get into some positive things, shall we? The Red Wings. The draft is tonight. Steve Yzerman's making moves, and they fleeced Carolina in a recent trade. That's coming up here. It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more. Coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. It's as easy a bet as you'll ever make. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Make the end of the basketball season even more exciting than ever before. Sign up right now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, the daily promotions, and everything else that they've got going for you. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in any NBA Finals game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.